Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is April 17th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The main astrological factor in play this past week has been the extraordinary strength of Mars as it enters its retrograde period while in the middle of the sign Scorpio. Mars accrues even more energy to itself since it is simultaneously the dispositor of three other planets currently in its signs, Saturn, Mercury, and exalted Sun. Saturn is the planet of structure and stability. Mars is the planet of violence and destruction. The Mars-Saturn combination has a high potential for destruction, including via Mother Nature, which certainly proved true last week. Over 40 people are dead after two earthquakes rocked Japan, the second coming a little more than a day after the first. More than 90,000 people have been evacuated. A forecasted storm threatens further damage from possible landslides. Those earthquakes were followed by a larger one in Ecuador, where over 200 people lost their lives when a 7.8 magnitude quake hit Saturday night. The planetary combination of retrograde Mars with retrograde Saturn produces a buildup of tension and stress, which can suddenly snap. Since this energy pattern continues for the next 2 months, there is an ongoing chance for even more earthquakes. Checking in with the 2016 campaign for President of the United States. The New York State primaries are coming on April 19th, a big pot of convention delegates for both sides. Candidates who have survived this far are making loud proclamations about their qualifications and their opponents' deficiencies. Last Thursday, there was a debate matchup between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. It was, by all accounts, a raucous, contentious, sometimes verging on nasty interchange. The civility of the past debates was noticeably absent. The animosity they felt for each other was obvious. Neither candidate came across as particularly warm or likable. The crowd interrupted, booed, and cheered in full sports arena fashion. Here's the chart of the start of the debate. As we can see, Venus, the planet of harmony and fairness, is the ruler of the chart, but wound up in the sixth house of enemies. And Mars, planet of combat, is there in the second house of speaking. As for the candidate's own charts, note how Mars and Saturn are transiting in such a position as to influence Mr. Sanders' chart in a major way, since he has major natal planets in Taurus. The Scorpio transit of two malefics has a big impact on him. Two malefics in his 12th house of the subconscious makes him angry and appear somewhat unhinged. And here's Mrs. Clinton's chart. Notice that Venus, the planet of harmony and compromise, which is her chart ruler, is transiting in her 6th house of victory, where it is in its exaltation sign, suggesting that she will indeed win on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Mars-Saturn combination is transiting in Ms. Clinton's second house, powering up her house of speech, where it helps her fight off Mr. Sanders' attack, but also makes her sound coarse and abrasive. As I reported last week in the upcoming section of this video blog, the situation with Mars was becoming incredibly strong, indicating a high potential for aggression and conflict. Last week there was an example of the tense and ominous quality of Mars when the Russians flew a couple of fighter jets within spitting distance of a U.S. Navy warship in the Black Sea while the ship was in international waters. Another example of Mars, planet of action, receiving pressure from Saturn, the planet of restriction, leading to someone, in this case a chimpanzee, snapping. Chaka, the male chimp, escaped from his enclosure at the Yagayama Zoological Park in Sendai, Japan last week. The chimpanzee tried desperately to avoid being captured by climbing an electric utility pole. Chaka was in no mood to be recaptured, but a tranquilizer dart put an end to his bid for freedom. That's all the time I have for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.